I don't understand what's going on here.
This is G3.
All you need is the knowledge.
Hello and welcome to G3, Games, Gadgets and Gizmos on BFBS Radio 2. It's the Christmas edition, and in what has become a tradition, well, for the last 5 years, which is long enough, I think, for a tradition, we look back at some of the games and the gadgets and the gizmos I've reviewed over the course of the last 12 months. Not an easy choice to work out which item should end up in the final show of the year, the roundup of the things which excited me most. And so effectively what I've done is looked back at the items I reviewed and then thought of the ones which actually I've been using through the course of the year, and the ones which therefore I kind of recommend in their long-term gadget ability. All too often we buy things on the whim and then find we're not using them properly. So coming up in the next 30 minutes, we're going to go on the beach with the Itza. We've got the great Logitech noise-cancelling headphones, the Acoustic Energy wireless broadband radio, but we start with the AeroPress. Every day for me starts with two double-shot cappuccinos. Beans come from the freezer into a conical burr grinder, tamped at about 30 pounds pressure in a 19-bar espresso machine. I don't drink coffee anywhere else unless I know it'll be well made. At BFBS, for instance, I had the water from the machine, and it even ruins that. So I rule out instant coffee. Also the drip-type machines, the Kona-type machines, which were popular in Europe and the Americans have loved, and that leaves the coffee stewing for hours. Now, the French cafetiere style I don't like that much either, because if the grind isn't right, you get grit in the bottom of the coffee, and it also leaves the grounds stewing in the bottom if you don't drink it straight away. So I'm an espresso man and won't change. So when I got an email from a G3 listener, Chris Booth with Kinetic in Malvern, telling me of a new type of coffee machine, I was very interested. On the phone from California, I've got the inventor of the Aerobi flying ring that holds the Guinness World Record of the longest throw of an object without any velocity-aiding feature. 406 metres, 1,333 feet, that's quite a long way. Alan Adler, welcome to G3. So explain the leap, if you can, from frisbees to coffee makers.
Well, it started out as a hobby. I had absolutely no idea that I'd be in the coffee maker business. But I was trying to make a better-tasting cup of coffee. I was conscious of the fact that reducing temperature and reducing brew time reduced bitterness and reduced acidity. And I started experimenting with ways to do that. Initially, I was just mixing coffee and hot water together and pouring it through a cone filter standing on a cup. But the filter time was too long, so I got the idea of adding some pressure, some air pressure, to try to hurry the liquid through the filter and shorten the wet time. Yeah, I went out in the shop and made the first prototype of the AeroPress.
And the AeroPress effectively it uses the combined aspects of the cafetiere, which means the coffee is going through a filter, but this time it's a paper filter, and also the concept of the espresso machine, which has got pressure pushing the water through, except there's no electronics involved with this, there's no electricity. You supply the pressure through the thing at the top. I mean, it's quite a quantum leap in a way. It's the first very, very different coffee machine or coffee maker for many, many years, isn't it?
Yes. And it's surprising that it's so different, considering how incredibly simple it is. You would have thought that somebody would have been making coffee this way before you and I were born. And perhaps someday we'll discover that's true.
Yes.
I'd like to point out one difference from an espresso machine, though. And that is that an espresso machine, and also even a drip brewer for that matter, have a layer of coffee. We call it the bed of coffee, and the water passes through the bed. The AeroPress, all of the coffee particles are stirred freely in the water, and when you push on it, it isn't so much to extract any more flavor from the coffee. If anything, you're trying to end the extraction by shortening the filter time. Now, the French press also, or the cafetiere, also stirs the coffee and water together, which is a good thing. But unfortunately, they use a very coarse screen, which requires coarse ground coffee. And as a result, you have to have a pretty long wet time, typically 5 minutes, and pretty high temperature, something approaching boiling. And it results in a much more bitter brew. And then finally, of course, even if you have coarse ground coffee, it's not perfectly coarse. It has enough fine stuff to find its way through that screen and into your cup.
You were kind enough to send me an AeroPress to experiment with. And as I said at the beginning of this piece, I'm a real coffee aficionado, and for me, my coffee is a very important thing. And I had reservations, I must admit, when I saw the thing arrive, because it looks just so different from the espresso machine in the corner of the kitchen. But the joys of it are that the grind is not critical. In fact, the finer the grind, which wouldn't work in a cafetiere type thing, the better it seems to be. It's completely converted my wife. I mean, Chris Booth, when he sent the email, he stopped using his espresso machine. My wife doesn't have espresso coffee anymore. I miss the crema a little bit, and I'm having about one every couple of days. I'm having an espresso because of the crema. But that is the only difference, because the coffee it makes is just unbelievably smooth.
Yes, exactly. And the smoothness is due to the short brew time and the slightly reduced temperature. In order to get an espresso machine to extract enough flavor, you've got to have a higher temperature, because when the water first hits the top of the layer of coffee, it's too hot and it's extracting bitterness, and then as it finds its way down through the portafilter, it's too cool. So you just do the best you can with kind of an average. But with the AeroPress, everything's stirred together.
Anybody who's listening who is a coffee freak like me will know that having had the coffees in the morning, the coffee making area is a bit of a mess. You've got coffee grounds everywhere, and as you've been banging out the old grounds from the espresso machine and so on. And the joyous thing about the AeroPress, the other reason why I think it's the best thing she's ever seen, is that it makes much less mess. You can pop the grounds out very, very easily. And you just pop it into the sink and it washes up remarkably quickly. It's that aspect of it which really makes it the new type of machine. How long has it been on the market, Alan?
4 months.
Oh, it's new as that. Right. Yeah. And what's the response been across the world as you brought it out?
It's been extremely hot on the Internet. One Internet retailer in the state of Washington has sold over 1,000 of them.
How much does it retail out in America, Alan?
$30 is the typical price. If you go to aerobee.com, there's a list of retailers, every retailer we have.
Alan Adler, the inventor of, for me, the ultimate coffee machine. If you love your coffee, you've got to give it a try. It's so rare on G3 that I've actually had a chance to play with the things I'm talking about, but in essence, we've had about 3 weeks of it, and it's changed our coffee habits. You can find out all about the AeroPress at the aerobee.com site. And to the inventor, congratulations. You've brought a new level of coffee enjoyment, I think, to people. And Alan Adler, thank you so much for your time on G3 today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed our conversation.
I'm now about to demonstrate a most interesting device.
This is G3. BFBS.
Next on G3, it's where you listen to your radio and how you listen to your radio, which I think is going to be the really big change in the next 4 or 5 years, as more and more of us become broadband-enabled and as more and more of us use Listen Again and streaming radio on the net. We know from our figures for the G3 programme and for all the other Listen Again programmes that every month more and more of you are choosing to listen in your own time. But streaming radio, you can listen to almost anything in the world, but it's a bit of a, well, nerdy thing, really. You've got to sit next to your PC. Not anymore. I'm speaking to James Luce, who's the product manager of a company famous for their loudspeakers for many, many years. That's Acoustic Energy, who have now branched into a Wi-Fi radio. And you have to have broadband into your house to be able to listen to all these stations. But you don't. Do you have to have your computer switched on still, or how does it work?
No, don't you? The thing you do have to have is a wireless router. It all works wirelessly, so you can move the radio around to different rooms without having to drag a big cable behind you everywhere. And it will just connect through the router direct to the broadband line, and so you don't have to have the PC turned on. But another function of the radio is also that if you've got files on your PC you'd like to play through the radio, you can do that wirelessly as well.
Oh, so it can also play all the stuff off your music folders and things.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Now, okay, so it's standalone. It's got very few buttons on it and a small LED readout and what looks like a volume control. So how do you access these 4,000 radio stations?
Well, that's it. Through that volume control, which you're quite right is the volume control, it also, you go into a menu with the select button and you'll pick either stations or media player from the PC. Once you've selected stations, you can then choose by region. And you'll get, I mean, the list is basically, you've got Africa, Asia, Americas, Caribbean, Middle East, Oceania, and Europe. And once you select that, you get a list of the individual countries and the number of stations in each country. And if you select the country, then you get the an alphabetical list of all the stations, which for the moment, I mean, USA alone has got 709 stations. So it can take a while to cycle through some of the larger countries.
I suppose in time you learn to find the ones you like and the ones you don't, I suppose.
There's 10 presets on the race. You can store the most important ones. We're working on, for future products, larger memories and things like that, so you can actually get more usability out of it. But for now, 10 stations is enough for the really important ones you like the best.
So give us an indication. We've got somebody listening now in Cyprus who's got broadband. If they got one of these, I mean, they can do it through their computer at present, but now you can do this with this anywhere in the house. If they got one of these, how many UK radio stations could they listen to? Supposing their hometown was where you are in Cirencester.
Yeah, well, wherever you are in the world, you will get 381 UK stations at the moment.
Right.
So it's playing that, which is all covers all the regional BBCs. So it's not just, you know, you'll get Radio 1, 2, 3, 4. You can get, you know, Radio Hertfordshire and all these different places. And also, if the on-demand feature is available, you can play the on-demand broadcast as well.
So we have a Listen Again service. Well, BFBS has, while it's on through the day, it's streamed, so presumably that will be available.
Yes.
How do you go about an on-demand one? Because an on-demand, normally you have to go somewhere and click a button, don't you, really?
Yeah, the difference is, once you select a station with that feature on it, you'll get a choice then that come up of either live or on-demand. Once you select on-demand, you pick the program from an alphabetical list, as you do with the stations, and when you selected the program you want, you can then select a time to start the program. So if, for instance, you know you're going to listen to The Archers on Radio 2, you'll know that the first 5 minutes of that scheduled program will probably be the news, so you can go 5 minutes into it and start right at the beginning, or fast-forward and rewind as you like.
I see. So for this programme, which is available as a Listen Again, you could just sort of dial it up and say, I'll listen to G3 this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. And it'll store as long as you hold the file. So if you hold them for a week, you'll be able to play it a week later still.
Right.
Through the radio.
Which is the way it works anyway, because it gets replaced by the new one the next week.
That's right.
Supposing, well, what about all these new stations coming online all the time? It's an evolving technology, so that's how do you get all the new stations?
It's absolutely right. We update the server. We do our own work on it by ourselves to try and update new stations we hear of, but also we like, for any owners of the radio, we have just a small page on our website where you can, it's like an email form, you just fill in, if you know a station online which you can't get on the radio and you'd like to have, you email us that form, within a couple of days we can add it to the database on the radio.
So
I mean, initially when we launched this back on, I think the 10th of December we launched it in the UK, we had 2,500 stations, and in the time that it's been out since then, we've had another 1,500 from
right.
People that have just sent us extra stations.
And I'll drop you an email later on,
absolutely.
And so by the time you hear this programme, BFBS will be there as well, available both BFBS Radio 1 and 2. To me, I've had reservations, this is personally I'm talking now, about the future of DAB radio, is that, I mean, here in London, where I'm talking to you from now, we're actually having DAB stations that are coming off our DAB because they can't make any money out of it. It's a shrinking network rather than a growing one. This, to me, does seem like, you call it the wireless revolution, it does seem like the future of radio as opposed to DAB broadcasting.
Yes, it does seem to be the way things are going, and as broadband lines get bigger and speed gets faster, it becomes more of a viability as well, because DAB is great in many ways, but for the UK, it's one system. America uses a different system of this, and many places in the world don't have a DAB system, so
yes.
It's quite limited for area. And also, of course, you get problems with the signal getting to your dish. You can be behind a tree somewhere and not get a signal, so it's a lot more fussy than a standard FM, at least until they boost the signal. But the other thing is, it's the actual bit rates, which, again, limited by airwaves. You can only ever get a certain amount of speed of stream.
So what you're saying there, if I've got you correct, is whereas DAB radio has made a big fuss about how it's much better quality than FM, which I know some people argue about, what you're saying, in fact, is that internet radio is often better quality than DAB radio.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not limited. I mean, I found a few 500K stations, which are university specialist broadcast stations, which is a very high quality stream. And I said at the moment, because broadband's just becoming to get starting to get larger and more useful, the speeds are all gradually improving on many stations.
Now, I know various websites like Play.com and Evesham sell it. John Lewis sell it as well, so you can actually walk into the John Lewis stores and see it in action. Do you sell it via your website too?
We do, yes. We have got a direct sales part on the website as well. There are many retailers around the country, many online retailers that do sell it.
And the one thing we haven't asked is, how much does it cost?
The retail price is £199.99.
That's quite expensive for a radio.
It's not cheap, but again, it's the first product of its kind, and we had to do a lot of development on it.
So, of course.
That comes into a lot of cost.
So it's good to assume that the price eventually will start to creep downwards.
Absolutely, yeah.
Give us a website where people can look at this revolutionary radio.
Yes, it's www.acoustic-energy.co.uk.
James Luce, the product manager of Acoustic Energy, thanks so much for your time on G3 today.
Thank you very much.
BFBS.
Next on G3, if you were listening last month when I was speaking to Joe Murray from Headphone World, we were speaking there about the different types of noise-cancelling headphones, both passive and active. Passive effectively means you just jam something into your ear, which drowns out all the outside sounds. And active means there's electronics inside, which monitor what the noise is, and then equals it and counteracts it. Now, the industry leader in noise-cancelling headphones is Bose. They make the Quiet Comfort acoustic noise-cancelling headsets, and they really have been around quite a long while, and also tremendously expensive. If you travel long haul, you're bound to have seen people with the Bose headphones on. They're quite large, and they've got a silver sort of colour to them, and they have Bose written in big letters. Other companies have come along over the years and come in a little bit cheaper. Sennheiser makes some, and Sony makes some, but they're generally speaking, the Bose started about £275. You can get them for about £250. So you have to be quite a dedicated long haul, you know, regular traveller to consider having something that expensive. And the Sonys and the Sennheisers have come in about £50 to £75 cheaper than that. But this month I've been reviewing the Logitech noise-cancelling headsets, which look like a slightly smaller version of the Bose. They've got new technology in, which promises to actually decrease the sound level even more than the Bose do, and they're only £75, so they're worth a try. To do the review, ideally, I should have had a long-haul flight, but sadly, I haven't had a chance to fly anywhere this last month, and so what we're going to do is recreate the noise of an aircraft cabin. But first of all, they come in a box very similar to the Bose box. It's zipped, it's padded, it's very good. The only downside is, especially now with the new limitations, it is quite large. But if you take them out of the box, they fold flat, and they would easily fit inside a handbag or a very small briefcase, so you don't necessarily have to carry the case with you. The case that does, though, have the lead and also the little plug you need to plug into the side of the seat to listen to the movies on the plane, and also an adapter, and you can carry spare batteries. The reason for the case really is just because I suppose Bose also supply theirs in a case. It also, because I know people with Bose have had them stolen at airports, by having them in a posh case, it does identify to the potential thief that he's got £275 worth of headsets he could steal if he can distract your attention. And many people seem to have lost their Bose headphones in airport terminals. The way they work is it's quite clever. Again, just like the Bose, Logitech have had a detachable lead. So if you want to use the headphones just to blank out the sound and not listen to anything, you can just take the lead out, because it looks a bit silly if you've got a lead dangling down. And so the lead then can plug into your MP3 player or your portable radio or into the side of the seat to listen to the movies or watch the entertainment on the flight. And they've got two positions, if you like. There's an on-off switch, and switching the switch on actively switches on all the sound. Okay, better explain how we're going to do this. I've got a very, very small microphone, the size of a little fingernail, and I've put that inside my right ear. And so consequently, that is now hearing what my ear is hearing, and that's what you're going to hear as well. And so first of all, what we must do is recreate the sound of the inside of an aeroplane cabin. Now, depending on the volume you're listening to the radio right now, I'll give you a few seconds of aircraft cabin noise to get familiar and to adjust your radio volume to the volume it would be inside an aeroplane. Good. We're inside the plane together. What I'm going to do now is pick up the headphones and put them over my ear. Not switch them on, not switch the active noise cancelling on, but just put the headphones over my ear, and this is what you'll hear. Okay, that's the sound with the headphones on my ear, but not switched on. Now we'll switch them on. think you'll agree, fairly dramatic. That's the effect of the noise-cancelling headphones. In terms of decibels, which I know for many people it's just a strange name, it's about 18 decibels in between the noise-cancelling headphones being switched on and not wearing them at all. You may have noticed when I put the headphones over my ears but didn't switch them on, the noise changed but didn't get that much quieter. And you're right in that respect. It does look different, but although it becomes much more easy to listen to. We'll just switch the headphones off again. And now take them off. And you can see it's a different kind of sound. Actually, I would imagine even if you didn't have the headphones switched on, it still would be relaxing on a long flight. They're made by Logitech. They're fairly new. They say, the Logitech say, that they're better than any other noise-cancelling headphones in the amount of noise they get rid of, and they're just £75. I think they're absolutely excellent. And eventually, if things change and we're allowed to carry things back into the cabin in our hand luggage the way we used to be able to do, I reckon if you do any flights longer than 2 or 3 hours, these are definitely a worthwhile investment.
Computer.
This is G3.
BFBS.
And before our final item on this year's Best of Games, Gadgets and Gizmos, you may recall if you were listening last month, I posed a competition question where you could win a matching set, if that's the correct word, of libido patches for men and also chocolate craving patches, or at least craving patches for sweet things. And all you had to do was tell me what the opposite of libido was. Not huge amounts of entries, I suspect because it wasn't that easy and perhaps some of you didn't want the libido patches either. But nevertheless, the three winners who told me that the opposite of libido was destrudo are Magda Peters in Episcopi, well done Magda, Stu Wittenberg in RAF Leeming, first time we've had a competition entry from RAF Leeming, which is nice, and Ian Ray, who's in Hereford in Germany. The matching pair, if you see what I mean, will go out to all of you after the Christmas period, and congratulations. And so finally on this Games, Gadgets and Gizmos Best of the Year, we head to Alexandra Palace, which was the home of the British Inventors Exhibition, not only this year but also last year too, and some really great ideas. I'm with David and Sarah Glashan, who are the inventors of the ITSA. David, Sarah, what is an ITSA?
Okay, well, actually what we call it is we call it a multifunctional beach towel that combines and actually turns into a bag as well. So it starts off as a bag. You get to the beach, you have all your bits and pieces in the bag. You get to the beach, you get to your sun lounger, and you unravel it. It's all in one, and it fits it completely over the sun lounger. And either side, there are three pockets one side, three pockets the other side for your sun cream, your water, bits and pieces. At the very end of the sun lounger, it fits right over the end of the sun lounger. And I think one of the most important things that we really like about this is there's a hidden zipped pocket underneath. So when you go for a bit of a dip or you know, just want to go for a little bit of a mooch, where do you put your mobile phone normally? Yeah. Where do you put your purse? So there's a little pocket, and that's where it's really a bit of our security angle. You just put your bits and pieces in there, out of sight, out of mind.
You say hidden, actually it is. It's only when your husband David then pulled the thing back and started to undo the zip.
Yeah.
Because literally you could go away and for a swim and leave it without anybody realising anything was there.
Exactly, and we say, you know, tuck it under, and it really is out of sight, out of mind. But another good thing that we've got is we've got ties that actually tie the towel to the lounger. A lot of people's pet hates is their towels blowing away. You know, you go for lunch, you come back and your towel's halfway down the beach. Well, not anymore, because you can actually tie it to the sun lounger, so that's another good thing.
What gave you the idea in the first place? Are you two inveterate travellers on beaches and thinking, oh, we could do better than this, or are you inventors?
No, we're not inventors at all. We love holidays. We love going to the beach. And we've got many, many pet hates. You know, one of the things is the towel that falls down your back, you know, as you're lying there. Well, this can't happen with our ITSA because the bag part now fits over the top of the sun lounger, which keeps your towel in place. That was one of our pet hates. Another pet hate is where to put your iPod. Again, if I can show you, we've got little loops that go up the side the ITSA and to put your little wire through so that it won't fall in the sand, basically. So, and there's a little pocket here for the iPod
on the side.
Yes,
one
absolutely.
For the book, one for the sun cream.
Absolutely.
On the other side, are there matching pockets for refreshments and things, or is it just one side?
No, the other side as well. And one of the things here is, if you notice, we've got a larger pocket in the middle, because when you go to the duty free, the books are very, very big. we've thought that we can fit in the big books, because we also love to do a lot of reading as well on holiday. So it really, everything that we enjoy about lying on a beach, we've sort of incorporated it in the ITSA.
Does the bag itself, when you're using it as a bag, does it also carry a lot more things besides?
Yes. It's a large bag. The size of the bag, David, is
13 inches.
Yes, so
you put your towels in there as well, because we still say you should use a towel as well, you know, because you don't want to lay on a wet towel.
No.
So why do you want to lay on a wet it? So we say when you come out of the water, put your towel under your swimming cosy, and it keeps it all nice and smooth. You know, sunbathing should be a delight, and it gets uncomfortable when the towels get wet.
On G3, I've met and talked to lots of inventors, and it's not easy from the idea to actually getting the thing made and into the shops and selling it, which I know you two are. How easy was it? Where were the hassles along the way?
The hassles are still there. The biggest thing we need, if anything, everybody needs help, everyone needs a leg up. We're no different to anyone else. We don't know it all, we don't profess to know it all. If we could get distributors in all the countries in Europe, that would make our job a lot easier. That's what we need. We need people that have got the foresight to see where the market is for this product, that say, hey, you know, we can earn some money out of this as well. To us, it's about seeing the product on every beach in Europe. You know, and if anyone wants to make money out of that, then contact us, make the money, we don't mind.
Back to you, for how much does it cost to buy online, so
okay,
people can be the first on the beach with it?
Wow.
and where to get it from?
Okay, well, it's available on our website, which is www.theitsa.com. It's a price of $24.95 plus postage and packing. It's available in 7 colours. As you can see, there's a pink, blue, purple, yellow, orange, green and red, and they're all really, really vibrant colours. So yes, at the moment it's only available on the website.
To finish with you, David, the thing with inventions is that having done the first one, you then get kind of pushed or pressured into thinking about doing another one. So now that you've got this successfully virtually into market, just needs more shops now, is your brain turning to other things?
We're already looking at improving the product as we go along, believe it or not. We've got a few more ideas how we can improve on this, but of course it's all down to cost.
I wish you lots of luck. The website is really good. You see some great photographs, you see examples of how it works, including the one which you haven't mentioned, which is where you throw it onto the recliner, and presumably it's got everything in it at the same time, has it?
Yes. Yes.
I was well impressed by that. The website again, please.
It's www.theitsa.com.
And that's it for G3 for this month and also for this year. I've tested some great gadgets, and it was, as I said at the beginning, it was quite difficult to choose which one should be in this month's programme. The AeroPress coffee machine has been in use since March of this year. It's great on holidays in your hotel room if you take a small kettle with you for making really good coffee before you go down for breakfast. And also, since the Logitech noise-cancelling headphones review, I've had a chance to compare them with the brand new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 headphones, which at the recommended retail price of £275 are far from cheap, and when you consider the Logitech are only a quarter of that price, they perform exceedingly well for the price and are definitely very good value. The Acoustic Energy Radio has been in almost constant use. There are so many great radio stations, and more importantly, it's absolutely wonderful for all the BFBS Radio 2 Listen Again programmes. They're all there, and so if you miss any of your favourite shows on BFBS Radio 2, it's available on this radio, on demand, whenever you want it, without having to sit beside your computer. And finally, the ITSA, I haven't had a play with it, but I'm waiting for some warm weather. I'm looking forward to some great games, gadgets and gizmos in the year 2007. I hope Santa brings you some really good G's and G's and G's. And until next year, from me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Games. Gadget. Gizmo. Noise. Audio. Output.
Terminate. Automatic.